Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you know what that means. It means it's time to talk trouble with your car, your truck, your van, and getting some help. Like from ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
It's a nice, brisk morning, and I'm sure this coming week, well, I shouldn't say that because it looks like temperature-wise, just hearing Al's forecast, it looks like temperatures will be moderating, maybe not getting quite back to normal, but, you know, a cold day or so here and there, it's almost Thanksgiving time, so I guess that's expected to happen. What's been happening at Lloyd's this past week? What are people in for?
Well, as you have known, it's known about an inch every day the last few days, and tires are a very popular item at work here these days, and scheduling your appointments. I know most of the folks that have planned to drive out of town hopefully have been taken care of or had all those issues handled, and then, you know, maybe we'll get a little bit of a pause, I guess, for a holiday and then get back at it here and try to get everybody ready for winter. You know, I mean, winter kind of went from a very nice fall, warm fall to a it almost felt like January this morning when I went outside.
True.
So.
No, absolutely. And tires, I mean, that's so important. And tires, like some people who maybe haven't purchased tires, good tires are not cheap.
No, like everything here with the world that we're in, tires have gotten very costly. And certain sizes, certain model tires are kind of hard to come by. So if you've been waiting on some tires, might not be a bad idea to get that order in or to get that call put in to get yourself on the list because, you know, I myself have been down to the tire warehouse, and if you were to walk into that place, you'd be amazed at how many people are running around and hauling tires in every direction, and those shelves are depleting quickly. So if you're in need, I would get on somebody's schedule very soon.
Yeah, good point. If you have any kind of a problem with your vehicle and you need to bring it in for service, and before you do, why don't you give Nick a call or a text, and he might do a little analysis over the radio and give you a little more information before you take that vehicle in for service. How do we do that? Well, call or text. It's always good to hear your voice, but if you want to text, that's great too. 651-461-9226. Nick, a text came in a few minutes ago. And it said, I recently purchased an 09 Silverado two-wheel drive with lower miles. Not planning to drive it over the winter, I'm thinking of getting a battery tender for it. What are your thoughts about battery tenders is the question.
I like them a lot. I think if your vehicle is going to sit more than it's driven, to maintain that state of charge, your vehicle appreciates, especially newer model vehicles with all the electronics and computers. Having that 12 volts is critical to get the vehicle to fire up and operate properly. So if you have the ability to park it near an outlet, and you can get one of those battery tenders, they're real simple. You can hardwire them up to the battery, and then there's like a little two-prong plug that'll stick out the grill on the vehicle. And you just make sure, if you plug it in, make sure you make a note or an obstacle so when you go out to the vehicle, you don't try to back out with it plugged in. But
right.
It happens. But no, I think especially if you're the type of folks that are like, you know, I just don't drive that much in the winter and it sits more than it's driven, it's inexpensive and it will save you a lot of heartache on the wrong day.
Now, Nick, is a battery tender the same as a trickle charger?
Essentially, yeah, it's a very low amperage, a small amount of juice, we'll call it, electricity going back into the battery, and it has what we call a float. So when it sees the battery at the correct voltage, it shuts off. And then as the battery sits, and it might start to lose a little bit of that charge, and it'll put a little bit back in. So it kind of maintains, as it's called, that 12.6 volts, where a trickle charge, like if you have something like a battery charger, you don't want to do that because it continues to charge the battery, and it doesn't know when to stop. So two different products. If you're, you know, at the parts store or wherever you are, your shop, they'll know what it is, and they'll be able to help you out getting the right product.
And those battery tenders aren't really expensive, are they? I don't think they are anymore.
The third of a cost of a battery, and once it's in, it's a forever thing. It might add, maybe it adds a year to the life of the battery. I don't really have the math on that. But what it does do is when you need to get going on January, whatever, when it's whatever below, you haven't driven the vehicle for a few weeks, it's going to start. And that's the key. But it'll start when you need it.
Okay.
So you haven't driven the vehicle for a few weeks, it's going to start. And that's the key. But it'll start when you need it.
Okay. Another text just in. Speaking of tires, texter says, for a 2019 Kia Rio front wheel drive, texter says, can I just buy two snow tires to go on the front, or do I need to buy all four tires? Thanks very much, and happy Thanksgiving, and to you too. What do you think about this? Just the two snow tires?
You could probably get online and read a lot of articles arguing both ways. Personally, I'd like everything the same. The rubber compound is different on an all-season tire than a snow tire. The snow tires are typically softer. So, in the heat of a snowstorm, great. You're gonna have the traction that you need. But majority of the winter, the pavement's dry, the highways are dry. You want that vehicle to grab and handle the road properly. So I think you want four light tires at all four corners of the vehicle.
I remember when I owned, not very long, a vehicle. I don't have to mention the name, but other automakers, foreign, maybe some domestics too, had this particular car had different size tires on the rear than the front. And I remember you and Dan saying, "Well, no, we can't rotate these tires. They're why do certain automakers on certain cars have different size tires, not allowing for rotation?"
Yeah, it's a lot of there's engineers talking about when people buy a vehicle, a lot of times they look at the articles and the specifications, and in order to achieve certain standards of traction and handling, having a little more rubber at those drive wheels likely helps. As the end user, it's fine. I mean, you can rotate them left to the right. You know, if you get a little bit of a choppy wear, so you can at least try to even that out. But you're right, you can't go front to rear with them. You'll also learn on a lot of those vehicles, a winter tire package is almost critical. And if you get onto some of these places that sell those whole packages, you'll find that they'll actually change the size of the tires and wheels to a similar size for winter driving. I think it's a dry pavement, good traction, good handling. You know, nobody's going down the road course. We understand that. But a lot of those vehicles are going for that fine tuning, the fine touch. And it does make a difference.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a break, allow more listeners to join in on the conversation. If you want to call in your question, your car care question, great. If you want to just send a text, it is one number to remember for either 651-461-9226. If you're just joining us, Nick Stoffel's in from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll find out more and get some more questions answered this Saturday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO in the Twin Cities. Right now, a blustery day. 18 is the temp. Temperatures dropping throughout the day today. We might hit 11 or maybe even single digits overnight. Right now, 18 here on CCO Radio. Stay with us. And welcome back. Good morning. A Saturday morning it is. We're talking your vehicle, your problems with the vehicle. Thanks to Nick Stoffel, who runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, exactly where are you guys located, and how do we get in touch with you all there?
Well, as you know, because you've been there many times, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, like you said, in St. Paul. It's two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. So if you ever do a little shopping or getting a bite to eat, come on and say hi. If you ever have to call us, we're at 651-228-1316. And if you're on your device, your computer, what have, it's lloydsautomotive.net.
Yeah, and we'll get you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. If you have a car question, do not wait. You can call Nick or send a text like some folks are doing. 651-461-9226. Speaking of phone calls, I think Gene's calling in from South St. Paul this morning. Gene, thanks for waiting. What is your question for Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to be getting an oil change in my 09 Saturn, and I keep getting coupons for a full synthetic oil change, which can I just get just a regular oil change, or do I have to pay extra and get a full synthetic oil change?
You should do as you always have done. People will often ask if they should switch from a conventional to a synthetic blend. I think that once this vehicle's got a few years of miles onto it, I wouldn't change. Depending on the quality of the synthetic oil, which is a whole other conversation, as you know, Denny, I would say, they work differently a little bit. You know, the additives, the detergents, the cleaners are different. So if you've been using going to one shop the whole life of the vehicle and it's working well, don't change. Don't create any potential oil-related issues for yourself. So answer her question, no, you do not have to pay extra for synthetic. You do what you've always done. Get the regular oil change, keep the regular interval, and you'll be just fine.
Absolutely. You get it changed on time, you're good to go. Absolutely. We're talking about battery tenders. This texter says, absent a battery tender, how often should I use my trickle charger at 2 amps, perhaps for 12 hours every month, is the question?
You need to dig a little deeper than that. I wouldn't blindly just hook up a battery charger. If you're savvy enough, you can get a voltmeter. A fully charged battery technically is 12.72 volts. So if you hook up a battery charger and you have a voltmeter on there, and before you turn it on, it's sitting at 12.55 or something, you can run it for a couple hours at that low voltage. But if you check it and it's at like 12.7, 12.65, you're probably okay. It's a lot more work. I mean, I don't want to have somebody overcharge your battery because you can do that also. So you got to be very careful if you're going to try to go down that road. If you're savvy enough, by all means, you can get a voltmeter and monitor that. It's a lot more work. A battery tenders, I don't know, $30, $40. And if you're capable of installing it, that's free. So I don't know how to answer that person without knowing that their capability or what tools that they have.
Yeah, that's a good point. Nick, here's a 2008 Mazda Tribute. When temperatures are cold, the accelerator is very stiff to engage. I have to tap it more aggressively to get it past the stiff resistance. Anything that can be done, do you think, or just have to wait until it warms up?
Well, it could be something as simple as for your mechanic or your repair shop that the throttle body, which is the butterfly, if you go far enough back, there used to be an item called the carburetor. Well, they haven't had those for a long time now, and cars have a throttle body, which is a flap that opens and closes. If the car is old enough, it actually has a cable, like, a mechanical cable connected to the throttle body, connected to the accelerator pedal. So when you depress the pedal, it pulls or pushes the cable, and therefore it tracks through under the hood and pulls that throttle body. So if it's that vintage, cleaning the throttle body might help very much so. Newer vehicles, it's all electronic, meaning that there's a sensor on the pedal. So when you push down, it sees the percentage that you're pushing, tells the computer turns the butterfly the equal amount. So if it's a newer vehicle with electronics, there might be something physically binding up in the accelerator. You should have that looked at because you don't want to have a problem there, clearly. If it's the older technology with the cable, that can likely be cleaned and lubricated, essentially, and make that work a little better for you.
Nick, do you and your crews ever see carbureted vehicles anymore? Ever?
Yeah. As I hesitate and sigh, it's not what we do anymore, to be honest. You remember Marvin, he's retired. Yeah. Dan's not as around as much as he used to be, still there often. But we just don't, if you're not proficient at something, like you're working on them all the time, it's hard, Just because a lot of the younger guys have never seen a carburetor, So as we all age and as cars change, that fine art, which it truly is a fine art to get that carburetor working just right, it's harder to come by. So typically we have a few that still come in, and we have some guys that can tinker with them. But that fine science, you got to find a specialty guy. You really do.
Yeah.
It's like everything. Things evolve, and you got to find the people that still know how to do it.
Absolutely. It's an art. All right. We need to take a break for weather. It's going to be a blustery day. We'll find out more details in a moment. We still have time before Nick takes his leave today, which is about 7:45. 651-461-9226. Could get that car care question answered here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. If you're just joining us this morning here on our Car Care Show, Nick Stoffel, who runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue, is answering those questions, as those folks at Lloyd's have done for so many years here on CCO. I'm thinking about that forecast, Nick, and I'm wondering if we shouldn't mention for folks that are driving around, maybe making trips Thanksgiving or just because it's winter, how about a winter kit for the car? What should we have in our vehicles this time of year?
You know, I was thinking the same thing, looking at what's happened out in Buffalo, New York, and thinking, you know, those, hopefully they're prepared. And, you know, I know we all need every inch of our car for going somewhere for Thanksgiving, but absolutely leave a spot for a duffel bag. You know, the gloves, the mittens, the blanket, jumper cables, a shovel, your scraper. You know, they say, you know, and don't leave, you gotta be careful, you know, water could freeze, you know, but, you know, maybe some chocolate or, you know, just something simple. You don't have to overdo it, but, you know, you end up in the ditch and you're waiting for a couple hours for someone to come help you. You don't want to be, you know, risk frostbite or anything like that. So, you know, take a minute, you know, assess that. A small bag. It doesn't have to be a lot, but just enough to kind of help you get through that unfortunate moment if it happens. So that's a very good idea as we head into the holiday season and winter season here.
Yeah, for sure. A winter kit for your car. Good idea. A lot of battery questions. Maybe that's natural with these temperatures and winter on its way, or maybe here. 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Texter wants to replace the battery. Do I need to maintain 12 volts to the vehicle when the battery is removed? Is the question. Good question.
Well, I would say later model vehicles aren't as concerning there. It used to be that you'd have a radio code and things that you would lose, but that vehicle should be new enough. If you're capable, just, you know, make sure when you disconnect the negative terminal first, get it out of the way so you're not going to create any issues. And when you're installing the battery, please, please, please make sure you know which cable goes where. If you're jump-starting a vehicle, watch YouTube video after YouTube video. We will see many vehicles that get towed in because somebody got the cables crossed. Might seem like a not a big deal when you're at the moment, but you can blow fuses, you can damage computers. It can be an extremely expensive undertaking. So if you have the tools and the know-how, absolutely, we love it, we support it. But if you're not so sure, take a pause, ask for help, watch a video. If you're still not so sure, have a professional do it. Don't create a $1,000 repair over something as pulls a battery if you can avoid that.
Yeah. Another question from the listeners, replacing or rebuilding wheel sensor, tire pressure sensors. Is that an expensive job? Is their question.
So that can go a few different ways. As we know, all new vehicles have a way to monitor tire pressures. Some manufacturers have found a way to do it with like the speed sensor, which there's no additional sensor. Some vehicles have a sensor strapped inside the wheel, which is nice, but most commonly it's part of the valve stem. So for decades, when we replaced a tire, we put a new valve stem in. You know, it was a rubber valve stem. They're inexpensive, prevents a leak, easy to go. A complete sensor stem and sensor can be expensive. It can be a $100 part. Then they have to be programmed. So it can become costly. However, now they have a rebuild kit, which is essentially the fastener and the seals that kind of sandwich that sensor into the wheel. If there's not significant corrosion on the sensor, you can do that. However, a lot of different materials, you have alloys and aluminums and steel, and those sometimes those different materials in the same area, you add a little winter salt to it, you get a lot of corrosion. So sometimes you can't redo that, but oftentimes we're learning more creative ways to keep the cost down. So if you're at your shop, you're getting new tires, they bring this up to you, it's true and it's real. Maybe there's an alternative to buying the whole thing, but not always. Sometimes, unfortunately, you end up buying those sensors.
We have less than a minute to go, Nick, and making way for Jack Farrell. What would you recommend people do now? I know that everybody's busy. Your shop is no exception. That if folks need to get their vehicle winterized, call earlier rather than later, right? Get things organized.
Yeah, I would say quickly here, our shops are past Thanksgiving at this point for sure. And get on the schedule because we're going to have a little reprieve in weather, as I just said. It's going to warm up a little bit, so we'll get a little time, but it doesn't mean you can wait. You got to get on the schedule. Most shops around the cities here are at least a week or two behind, so don't wait. You don't want to, when winter really bears down on us, you want to be ready, and your car would really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's that phone number for Lloyd's for folks who want to call here this coming week?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you ever have to give us a call, it's 651-228-1316. And I just want to wish you a good Thanksgiving, Denny, and your family, and the whole season, all of our listeners, too, I guess.
Absolutely. To you and yours and all the good folks and family of Lloyd's Automotive, too. Always appreciate the help. Very thankful for that. Nick, thanks for your help today, and we'll talk next week.
Yes, sir.
Nick Stoffel, ASC Certified Tech at Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell's standing by with his wine chat next here on 8.